Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to be honest. I was downright shocked when this came out on Saturday night. Not necessarily that Bregman isn't back with the Red Sox. I don't think that in and of itself is shocking.
Right.
The money, the Cubs, the timing, all of it really caught me off guard, real flat-footed on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was trying to watch that Bears-Packers game. I was like, this Bears team's not going to win this game, are they? And then Nick texts us, oh, Bregman's to the Cubs. I was like, come on, not now. Not now,
not
Bregman.
Not now.
Not now, Red Sox. What are you doing? But this is the thing we were waiting on the whole time because people are trying to warn us. Like, hey, guys, they could go from having Devers and Bregman to in a year having neither Devers or Bregman. And I was like, you're right, that could happen, but let's see. Let's see how this all plays out. And I even gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I'm like, all right, even if Bregman leaves, if you got Pete Alonso, if you got Kyle Schwarber, you're moving money around, but you're getting some big batters still on the, like, I could have taken that. You didn't get any of those guys.
Nope.
You didn't get any of those guys. And now the worst possible.
They could give a shit.
They could.
Don't you think that's going to happen?
No. No, I don't. But, like, no, this is worst case scenario. This is, like, why did you do that whole dog and pony show with Devers and Bregman if you weren't even going to bring Bregman back?
Okay, well, I disagree with that part. Like, Devers getting butthurt over it, he's still to blame for that. Like,
he's
just
a baby.
They just brought it. No, the Red Sox screwed all this up, but I don't think they screwed it up by hurting Devers' feelings. Like, that's letting Devers off the hook.
But they don't have either guy now.
No. That's what they screwed up.
Yeah, no.
No, but the hurting Devers' feelings.
Oh, I don't even like Devers. Yeah, so I'm like, just saying, like, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of production.
Oh, they ruined the relationship with Devers. He's a child.
Yeah, that's fine.
And he's overrated. So, like,
Anderson Hicks. They both suck.
Oh, and
what they've gotten since is insane.
If he can't handle that, that says way more about him than the Red Sox. But the return is awful, and this looks horrendous now that you have neither one. So how could they salvage it? They could sign Bichette. They won't.
They won't.
They could.
They won't sign anybody that's more than 5 years.
No, I mean, the latest thing from Bradfo now is, like, they're expect the Red Sox to pivot to getting a starter.
Yeah, who?
Peralta or Reagan.
They just got four of them.
Yeah, they have is starters right now.
A high-end starter. Is what Brad Foe's saying. I don't think they're going to do that.
My guy Giolito's still out there. Bring him back.
I kind of think this is going to be like...
No, this is devastating.
Yeah, oh, it is.
It is legit devastating. And we were arguing about Bregman all offseason, but I was like, get Pete Alonso and Bregman back. Bregman almost doesn't even count as a move or like a... Certainly not like a new move, because if you look at last year's playoff lineup versus, you know, what we think the opening day lineup will look like, Bregman would have been in both. So, like, yeah, you get credit for bringing him back, but it wasn't like throw a parade, have a press conference, do the jersey thing.
Right.
So not having him, you just have no third baseman as of right now. This guy was getting so much credit for, like, fixing everybody's swings, fixing everybody's pitch mechanics.
Except his own.
Although he hit in the playoffs.
He did.
Wasn't a lot of games, but I don't know. It's just really frustrating. And like what this says, they're so terrified of long-term deals. And it's one thing you kind of understand. You don't want to give $700 million to a person. Okay. I get that. Not my money, but I get that. 175?
Nothing.
You don't go to 175?
It's nothing.
For a guy that you already know works here?
So I am like amused by all of this. And so, I mean, look, here's where the Devers people have a point, and they've always had this point right. The Red Sox had to eventually replace Devers.
Right.
And Bregman doesn't even really replace him, but this looks just awful. It's such a bad look.
Well, if you're like, oh, Wilson Contreras is the Devers replacement, and you have Bregman back. You're like, all right, it's a little bit of a downgrade, but I don't know. It's a guy.
I wasn't looking
forward. Even the best prospect they got back, they moved for Dustin May, who was also gone.
Good point.
Oh, the return for Devers is like a Mookie Betts return.
So, you know, Contreras and Bregman, that's not a World Series team to me, but like, okay, I feel like you could make a case you got better, or at least you replaced Devers. But this whole idea now that they're just, who's your third baseman? What are you doing?
You don't have a third baseman.
And so it's an awful, 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 horrendous look. And I love, and I'm not saying it's wrong. Yeah, I think McAdam has been reporting on this that, I mean, number one, they had tons of deferrals. So they wanted to kick that money way down the road, which is less valuable to the player. It's more valuable to the owner. They get to keep all their money in the meantime and kick that can down the road. So Henry's nice. Playing games with that.
So that sounds like a team that's going to be aggressive in the rest of free agency.
You also had just, forget deferrals, you just offered less money than the Cubs did. And then you also wouldn't give him a no-trade clause in his deal, which I think is down the list. But I would understand Bregman looking at it and going, well, they paid Devers and then traded him. I want a no-movement clause or a no-trade clause in my deal. And they refused to do it. And all these things are so minor, and if you believe some of the reporting, they were at least close to the Cubs. So why couldn't they go the extra mile? Who do you blame for that? Is that Henry? Is that Breslow? A little bit of both? Who do you blame for that?
This one I think you do have to put on Henry, I think. I mean, I don't know, Alex Cora deserves to be on there somewhere too, because last year Breslow didn't even really want him, and you could argue that that was wrong. But Cora did. They changed a lot of things for Cora. They brought in their guy who he claimed was the perfect baseball player. And then the next year, they can't even get him, bring him back.
So people need to choose. Like, if you want to blame Breslow, like, I do think this goes above Breslow, but, you know.
I do, too. And listen, Breslow shouldn't get off scot-free here any means.
He needs to replace Bregman now on top of Devers. The return for Devers is horrible. Blame Breslow for all that. The contractual stuff is more Henry, but people need to pick. Did Alex Cora get Bregman here last year? Or did he not? Because now then Cora should be on the list. You know what other one I've started to hear? Well, it's actually Theo who gets involved on Crochet, and Theo gets involved on Bregman, and he nudges it over the line, and Breslow needs the help from Theo. Okay, so like, does Theo push these over the goal line, or does he not?
I don't even count him.
So what does Breslow do if he needs help from Theo?
Well, this is the thing. So maybe Breslow doesn't do much, but then you got to blame the people who you actually think can nudge it over the line.
You think it's Henry in this case? Anytime it's a year, if it's not a... you know, re-upping your own guy, which there's a whole calculus to it and arbitration years and what it could cost and all that. Because that's the other thing. I don't want to give them a ton of credit for just re-signing their own guys. Free agency should be a big part of team building, and they've basically sat out free agency.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't spent a dollar. So this one is the structure and everything that's Henry. But now to figure out how to replace him, that's going to be on Breslow. And
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No worldly idea what they're going to do for that. And that will be on Craig Breslow.
Yeah. Where it would be on Breslow is if Henry, you know, there's a lot of talk about baseball getting a salary cap at some point and Henry wanting a salary cap. If he gave Breslow a salary cap, if you will, and it's like, this is all we can spend. And he's like, but then Breslow doesn't value Bregman maybe as much as like Cora does. And he's like, well, if I'm only given $200 million to spend, I don't want to sink 120 of it or 170 of it into Bregman. But
I'm going to spend it on Gray, and I'm going to spend some of it on Contreras and this and that. Right. No, I mean, he deserves – I'm not saying Breslow gets no blame.
And the reason why they got Gray is because they're not even paying for his whole contract.
Thank you. So, no, I mean –
and Contreras.
I think it's mostly Henry on this one, but Breslow's next. I'd have him above Cora, and I'd have him above Theo. I would just say to the people who think Cora got Bregman last year and Theo pushed the Crochet deal over the line – make sure you're adding them to the list as well. real quick, because I want to hear it, just because it bothers me and it bothers people. You catch any of Sam Kennedy over the weekend?
Yeah.
Trying to set the record straight on their spending with Ken and Curtis on Saturday. It's at FanFest, which they lucked out on this one, that Bregman signed
just
on
missed.
Saturday night after FanFest and not on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to say they had some hand in that. I don't know how they possibly would have.
I blame them anyway.
But they lucked out big time on this one. This is Sam Kennedy just talking out both ends of his mouth.
You mentioned, I think, $250 million.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go back to this time last year, this organization has taken on, I did the math just because I contractual commitments that this organization has taken on. You know, you mentioned Garrett Crochet, right? You mentioned Roman Anthony. You mentioned Christian Campbell. We did the Bregman deal last year. So it totals $498 million. And again, our fans, there's a lot of media talk about dollars and 250, and I'm throwing out $498 million. It doesn't matter. We need to win baseball games. It doesn't matter. We need to win baseball games. But I do need to correct that false, inaccurate portrayal that this team is not committed to dollars and long-term contracts, because it's just false.
Yeah. They actually spend, Keith. You didn't realize that?
A ton of money.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't spent one cent in free agency.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
All right, if it's just about winning baseball games, would you win more games with or without Bregman?
Well, I would say with Bregman.
Okay.
And that's me.
All right, let's boil it down to that, though.
We'll have to wait to get our own interview with Sam Kennedy, I guess, to ask that one. But yeah, I would say that's the case. So there you go. You can jump in on the Bregman news. We weren't going to go all day without talking about it. But a brief look at the Red Sox whiffing big time on that one. Who do you blame, and what do they do now? We'll get to it. Plus, we'll get back into the Patriots. Massive defensive performance last night. Is that sustainable for the Patriots? Or was it a one-off? And was last night more about the Patriots or the Chargers? We can get more into that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.